There is no control of it.
Robert the Fox told Johnny one day in the hospital room. Johnny simply gave him a small smile and said,
Why control them?
The historian, except for Johnny's account of the drone, which was too sketchy to be called history, was getting bogged down in assembling tribal histories of the last 1,000 or more years. The coordinators sent him all kinds of stuff, and he couldn't even keep it in order. Some serious-eyed Chinese from a mountain fastness there had shown up to help him, and they were furiously studying English, but were not of much help yet. It seemed at first that language would be an obstacle, but it soon became clear that the future educated person would speak three languages: Cyclo for technical matters, English for arts, humanities, and government, and their own tribal language, if not English. The pilots chattered Cyclo at each other. All their equipment was in Cyclo, as well as their manuals and navigation and related skills. There was a lot of protest at speaking the language of the hated Cyclos, until the historian learned that Cyclo as a language was really a composite of words and technical developments stolen from other peoples in the universes, and there never had been a basic language called Cyclo. People were glad of that, and thereafter learned it more willingly, but they liked to refer to it as Techno. The parson had his own problems. He had about 40 different religions on his hands. They had one thing in common: the myths of the conquest 1,000 or more years ago. Otherwise, they were miles apart. He had witch doctors and medicine men and priests and such flooding his doorstep. He knew very well the wars that can develop out of different faiths, and he was not going to evangelize any one of them. Man wanted peace. He explained to them that man, being divided and internally at war, had advanced too slowly as a culture, and so had been wide open to an invasion from elsewhere. They all agreed man should not be at war with man. The myths, well, they knew the truth of it now. They were happy to abandon those myths. But on this question of which gods and which devils were valid, well, the parson had neatly handled the whole thing for the moment. He would disturb no beliefs at all. Every one of these tribes was demanding to know what was the religion of Johnny McTyler. Well, he wasn't really of any religion, the parson told them. He was Johnny McTyler. Instantly and without exception, Johnny McTyler became part of their religions, and that was that. But Johnny was lying a bit wan, trying each day at Chrissy's and McKendrick's persuasion to walk, to use his arm. And when the parson tried to tell him he was getting woven into the pantheon of about 40 religions, he said nothing. He just lay there, not much life or interest showing in the depths of his eyes. The council was not having a happy time of it.